My name is Harry Roach. I'm the Communications Assistant and Ambassador at MenCat in the communications team.
Really good to talk to you, Harry. And you're obviously working from home now with the COVID-19. How's that going for you?
Coronavirus is not a lot, is not a pleasant experience for most people. And luckily with the technology now, and luckily with everything, we can keep ourselves safe in our own homes. Mm. And I think despite the coronavirus, it's just working from home. I think it's kind of like been good for me. I think it kind of like saved me time having to like go into the office, and also at least I don't have to put up with dirty commuters.
Yes,
coughing their germs on me.
Yes, your commute from get out of bed, go downstairs, and then you're at work. Kind of. So, yes,
yeah.
This time travelling to work. But in terms of you doing your job in the communications department of MenCat, you're able to do all that remotely via Zoom and other sort of things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. We got Skype for Business or Teams, and we could be using Zoom. Who knows? But yeah, so we've got technology for us to all communicate virtually, see each other,
yeah,
know what we look like each day.
Yes,
and like in the real world, knowing what clothing you're wearing, and if you look clean and tidy, your appearance.
Yes. And I think, Harry, you know, routines are very important as well, because, you know, if you're working from home, there's that sort of temptation of, you know, don't bother getting dressed in the morning, just kind of like, you know, just, you know. But I think it's important to, you know, get up, have breakfast, get ready for the day, and, you know, keep the routines going, even if you're not physically going anywhere.
Exactly, yeah. And to be honest with you, I think we're very, very, very lucky. I'm one of those that can carry on working.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I mean, a lot of people in companies around the country have been put on furlough.
Furlough, yeah.
Yes, you're one of the lucky ones still working. And aside from work, your personal life, how are you sort of coping personally with the COVID-19?
I'm coping fine because I live in the countryside, in a village in Hertfordshire called Cuddicott.
Okay, that sounds very nice.
And absolutely, yeah. And what I'm doing is I'm continuing to do the things that I like to do, do my one daily exercise. So that's most likely cycling.
Oh, you're into your cycling then, so that's your chosen form of exercise. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's good. And it does sound really nice sort of being in the countryside, having the countryside on your doorstep, so lots of places to go for bike rides.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the 2.6 challenge, I know this is something you've been getting involved with. So for those of us that don't know, what is a 2.6 challenge?
A 2.6 challenge is, as Marathon Day didn't happen, people can get up to challenge themselves on the 2.6 challenge. It doesn't have to be 26 miles. 26.2 miles, that's the average marathon time. You can do 26 minutes of like running. You can do like 26 times of jogging on the spot, taking on some like exercise at home. For example, it could be like doing 26 laps around your garden. There's always good suggestions, even a 26 mile cycle.
Yes, and have you been out on your bike for this then?
I didn't. No. I did. I had a puncture on my bike, so unfortunately, I couldn't cycle that day. So I went for like a 26 minute walk, but it was actually an hour.
Okay.
I did 26 minutes, but I said I was spending an hour. So for example, I did more than 26 minutes walk. So. Even though it's an hour, you still pass 26 minutes.
Yes, yes, definitely. So you're obviously enjoying the walk so much that you didn't want to stop at 26 minutes. You just went for the hour then. I like that.
That's absolutely, good. Yeah.
And is that raising money for MenCat through a 2.6 challenge?
I was just doing it to take part, just to try and encourage others if I can.
Yes, just to inspire others to get involved. And I know lots of people are doing amazing things for the 2.6 Challenge, supporting charities. And, you know, charities, I mean, the London Marathon, I know lots of people within Mencap were taking part in the marathon, all signed up, doing their training, getting ready to go, and then it gets cancelled. That's going to have a massive impact financially for the charity, isn't it?
It's postponed until the 4th of October, but hopefully, during this period, we can try and encourage more people to run for Mencap, maybe, and more money will be raised compared to the average target. So it's a good time to increase things in some respect.
Yes, so you've got the delay, that the marathon's been postponed, so you've got more time to get people signed up. So potentially you could end up with more money coming in as an end result later in the year. So
and kindly, Virgin Money has given £50,000 donation to Mencap.
Oh, amazing.
Jackie O'Sullivan, our Director of Comms, and me, we did actually a thank you to Virgin Money for giving this kind donation of £50,000.
Okay.
That money will go towards the people that we support.
Okay.
Because it's because it was such a kind donation, really, really, really kind.
It is a very kind donation, and it's great.
Very generous.
Very generous. Yes, and it's definitely going to be put to good use. But you know, it's challenging times, I think, for charities. Not just Mencap, all sorts of charities, because you know, events and fundraising, all sorts of things postponed because of the virus. So a real sort of drop in income. I think that's definitely an issue for charities, isn't it?
It is an issue for charity. But what I think Mencap are one of those lucky charities that all our staff that are on FOLO, 80% of our employees' salary will get 80%, the government will pay 80% of it on their scheme, whilst Mencap only pays 20%, so that actually saves Mencap in the long run, money in the long run.
Okay, yes, yeah, so that money's coming majority from the government rather than from the charity, which is good news.
Yeah, for example, when you're on FOLO, you get 80% of the salary, and the organisation only pays 20%. Okay. And that is actually a big help to organisations like Mencap to save money.
Yes, definitely. It's been really good to hear from you, Harry, and to hear about how you're sort of coping with the coronavirus and everything that's going on. And I'm just amazed, you know, people that I work with learning disabilities, how well everybody is coping, because, you know, the world's been turned upside down, you know, day centres have been closed and routines have been thrown out the window, but everyone's just adapting so well and coping really well, which is just amazing to see.
It's a shame that normal life has been shut down. For example, day centres, people with learning disability go and socialise. Yeah. With one another, and that is a shame, to be honest with you, because due to the COVID-19 pandemic, everyone has to keep social distancing. Everyone has to keep away from each other, so that's why we all have to self-isolate from each other.
Yes, and it's really
not an easy time.
No, it's not easy at all. It's really hard, in fact, because, you know, as humans, we're designed to be social people and to interact with people around us. So we're now being told to do exactly the opposite. Which is very
for
hard.
Now, yeah.
Yes. But hopefully normal times will return, things will get back to normal, and we can all sort of get back on our feet. But it is important, I think, to get the daily exercise, to get out the house and get that fresh air, just really for your mental health and your physical health as well.
Yeah, I think once lockdown's over, it's not going to go back to normal straight away.
No.
The virus still exists, and there's going to still be some social distancing measures in place after the COVID-19 lockdown. So it's going to take quite a while.